This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. 100 days on, Prof Songa charts MUT's vision forward and government urges Bafana Bafana focus. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology stakeholders and staff are together at Anniversary Lane today to mark 100 days in office for Professor Rashila Songa, Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology. The occasion will reflect on a period characterized by purposeful leadership, enhanced stakeholder engagement and institutional renewal, while noting early advances towards the Ignite 2030 vision. The commemoration will review progress achieved thus far and outline the strategic direction of the university's future development. In other news, the government has urged Bafana Bafana, its coaching and support staff, to remain focused and confident ahead of their remaining FIFA World Cup group matches. The national team lost 2-0 to co-host Mexico in their opening game last night. The deputy government spokesperson William Baloyi said South Africa remains proud of Bafana Bafana and believes the team can bounce back stronger. The defeat was compounded by two red cards, with Sphephelo Sithole and Themba Zwane both sent off in separate halves. Both players will miss the next fixture against Czech Republic on Thursday. The coach Hugo Bruce acknowledged his players were overwhelmed by the occasion and noted that the team must improve offensively despite creating some chances. Bruce added that the two dismissals disrupted the game plan and accepted the first red card while questioning the second. He maintained that with the same mentality shown against Mexico, the teams can still secure good results in their next two matches. And finally, the Grammy Award-winning artist Tyler performed the South African national anthem ahead of Bafana Bafana's 2026 FIFA World Cup opener against Mexico last night, though the broadcast left many viewers disappointed. FIFA had promoted the appearance prior to the match, raising expectations for a significant showcase of one of South Africa's biggest musical exports on the global stages. However, fans on social media expressed frustrations at the limited screen time, noting that the performance ended almost immediately after it began, with some joking that Tala received less coverage than match officials. The reaction was not directed to the artist, with supporters expressing pride in seeing her represent the nation, but rather at the broadcast production, which was criticized for reducing the moment to what viewers described as a brief teaser. Calls have since emerged online for a full replay or director cut of the performance as South Africans sought to properly mark the occasion. Recap of the top stories this hour. 100 days on, the Professor Songa charts MUT vision forward and the government urges Bafana Bafana to focus. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock on the Hangout Show with Annelisa. For MUT Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.